Happy Wednesday morning and welcome back to Business of the Week. This is our weekly interview with area businesses to find out more about the services that they provide. This week we have been talking with Becker Egg Sales, and from Becker Egg Sales talking about it is Dick Danielson. How are you doing this morning, Dick?
Good.
Great. It's such a pleasure to be talking with you once again today. And so your busy season, we were talking about this back on Monday, harvest, quite clearly for a business like yours, is usually the busy season. So now that harvest season has ended, I imagine you're kind of dealing with the aftermath of the harvest as it's still ongoing. What services at this point do you find yourself providing the most during harvest? And also, what are you providing most right now post-harvest season?
Well, right now we actually still are doing service. I mean, there's a lot of things that were actually during harvest that basically people say, well, let's just wait until after harvest and then we'll get it done then. And so we're actually doing a lot of those follow-up calls, and we're actually taking things like that, you know, into existence that basically we could have done during harvest, but, you know, it can wait until after harvest. So we do a lot of those follow-up calls on service in order to get things done.
With the grain bins here, if they're drying components or any of those things go down, is that something that people normally get done before or after harvest?
Pretty much during harvest, there's a lot of that. But still, there's you know, like bearings go out, you know, fans go out, stuff like that during harvest. Or right after harvest, you know, all of a sudden there's a fan, the bearing goes out of it or whatever.
Sure.
So some of that service is basically done after harvest too. And there's a lot of the drying systems, you know, basically there's things that didn't work during harvest, and they basically say, you know, we're right at the end of harvest, so we'll just get it done later on. So there's a lot of that, you know, follow-up stuff from the harvest and also from the summer that we actually follow up on. So there's a lot of work in November, December, and actually it goes into January too. It depends on how cold it is. A lot of our guys, you know, can work outside. That's not a problem.
Yeah, and are you finding yourself repairing more of the same thing throughout the year, or does it pretty much change on a daily?
It pretty much changes on a daily basis. You know, you just don't know exactly what type of a call we're going to get as far as service. You don't know exactly if it's a transfrogger goes out, or there's a dryer that's not working. It's there's a heater that's not working on a fan or something like that. There's just all kinds of different service calls that end up on the service board every morning.
Sure. And you and your company, they construct these grain bins. So is there anything on like those structures that you wouldn't be able to tackle?
I don't think so. I mean, most everything that we do, we can actually tackle. I mean, there's, you know, sometimes if there's something from an electrical standpoint, we may call in some, you know, electricians to help us out with that. And we get various electricians that we work with throughout the year in order to, you know, get that stuff done.
All right, Dick, let's move on to this next point. So I saw grain hauling on your website at BeckerEggSales.com, and it's listed as a service. So I was wondering if we could expand on that a little bit of what the service grain hauling that you provide entails.
Well, we've got a couple semis right now, and we basically provide a service to, you know, farmers in order if they wanted to sell the corn down at Cargill or Valero. That's kind of the one that we usually typically use a lot. But we actually deliver to Hoberton, we deliver to Corwith, we deliver to Eagle Grove, to AGP and the Eagle Grove. We deliver a lot to a lot of these to these co-ops, or to the co-ops, but also to a lot of the ethanol plants and corn milling plants and stuff like that around here, because we've got a lot of different sources in order for farmers to be able to utilize in order to get rid of their harvest and their corn and soybeans. So it's kind of nice for them to be able to call us and have us come in and go on the farm and deliver to, you know, the different co-ops and stuff, or different ethanol plants and stuff like that. But we also do it for co-ops. We deliver a lot of grain for co-ops and stuff like that. It seems like the semis are always going there. They leave here about 5:30 in the morning, and it seems like, you know, they're delivering corn and beans and stuff like that to the different, you know, different resources that we have around here.
So mainly this service would be from taking the corn or beans from the farm to the elevators or from the co-ops to somewhere else.
Right. I mean, you know, sometimes we haul for co-ops. I mean, you know, we have different co-ops that call us, and we basically, you know, pick up grain and stuff at their location and then deliver down to either the ethanol plant or feed mills or something like that. We actually do it for farmers, and we also do it for co-ops.
So, Dick, if anyone's listening today, how does one get in contact with your company if they are interested in any of the services we've been talking about?
Yes, get a hold of us on telephone, 515-379-1360, or you can, you know, give us a call, and or I'll send us an email, you know, either at sales@beckeragsales.com. Get a hold of us there, too.
Yeah, and I must say I really do like your website. I think it's laid out nicely.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you to Dick Danielson today from Becker Egg Sales in St. Joe, Iowa, for joining us for Business of the Week. Tune in tomorrow for our Thursday installment of Business of the Week, where we will continue our conversation with Dick. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dick.
Thank you.